Hey, Matt LeBlanc here. We are continuing our segment of Growing Up on the Farm. I'm here with Thomas Judd from Middleland Farms, fourth generation farmer. I guess, Thomas, to start off, do you have any memories of being out on the farm with your dad or granddad?
Yes, my memories actually include both of them. When I was born and I grew up, I have memories of both of them working in the barn at different points or at the same point. And we've kept the tradition of kind of every partner has their expertise or area of expertise. And my grandfather was the hay expert, and he loved cutting hay and making good feed. My father, maybe more of the mechanic and the machinist side. I've taken over the hay expert and cattle expert side of things. And then we get into, well, my mom is the strawberry queen of Norfolk County, and my wife now does a vegetable box for her members.
Amazing. Now, that's a lot of stuff, growing vegetables, strawberries. Now, it did just start as cows at first, correct?
It's always been cattle. Then it grew from, 10 cows to 20 cows and stayed 20 cows for a while. And my father helped get it from, 20 to 35, and I helped get it from 40 to 43. And then when we did our big expansion 15 years ago, we went from 40 to 60, and that was, 55. And that was a big jump as well with our new barn.
Now, growing up on the farm, is there parts about being on a farm that shaped you, like things that you learned as a kid that you wouldn't have gotten elsewhere?
One that comes to mind very easily is that if you don't close the barn door, cows may get out. And there's nothing better for a young child to learn that actions have ramifications. Not closing a door, the cows are out. Such a clear night and day reinforcement of some of those early responsibilities.
Are there any misconceptions you hear about farming, like, to this day?
Well, probably the latest one, all farmers get up at 4 o'clock and are in bed by 7. And certainly there's still a few farmers like that, but we have now an automated milking system that allows for a bit of flexibility in that sense. So especially with a young family that we have now, it's been great to have a bit of flexibility on the morning side or on the evening side, kind of depending on who's going to bed, who's not going to bed.
Now, those are a lot of big changes. I guess your thoughts on those big changes in farming over the years, whether it be at Middleland or farming in general?
For the vast majority of farming, it was sow the seed by hand, harvest the seed by hand, continue on. The rate of change, the amount of change in the past 3 or 4 generations has been just mind-blowing in terms of, what it was even 3 or 4 generations prior to that. And I'm curious to see where it goes, because I don't know of such an important industry that has changed so drastically. And yes, it's, it's a long time. 100 years is a long time. But in terms of some of the oldest professions, it's a stunning amount of change. So I'm curious to see where it goes in the next 100 years. I'm not going to be around for it, but hopefully some of it. The story goes that my great-grandfather, he was alive for the invention of the inner tube on the bicycle, and he was alive for the moon landing. And so to go from that to that is quite something.
Incredible. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Growing Up on the Farm. I've been talking to Thomas Judd from Middleland Farms.